Welcome to the radio ministry of the Seed Christian Fellowship. The Seed is a Christ-centered, God-glorifying, Spirit-filled fellowship of believers eager to share God's love with you. No matter where you've been or where you're at, you are welcome. The Seed is a place to belong and grow in God's grace and love. Our prayer is that you will experience God's grace at the Seed and that you will come to know God's love. Grow in Christ's grace, go in the Holy Spirit's power, sow seeds of faith in our world. Welcome to this week's Seed of Faith.
Welcome to the Seed of Faith, brought to you by the Seed Christian Fellowship. This is Pastor Dave, and who would have ever thought that we would be doing everything online? Of course, we have the radio program, but now our church is online. If you ever want to watch any of our YouTube programs, online church, it's you could go to the Seed Christian Fellowship .online.church and click in Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock and go online with us. And if you're online at 10 o'clock Pacific time, you can join in the live chats and just join in with all the people. We're living in different times and seasons. I don't know why God has locked everything down or closed everything down, but even though we're separated by distance, we can be one in spirit. Now, we're not in our church building, and I imagine many of you aren't in your church building, but we are realizing that we are the church wherever we are. Have you ever heard that when you take the "you are" out of church, we're left with CHCH? You see, you are the church. Wherever you are at, you're the church. So I'm going to encourage you to be the church wherever you're at. If you've just been joining us for the first time, we're doing a study on the Psalms of Ascent during this time. These are the Psalms that they sang as they went up to Jerusalem, Psalms 120 through 134. I would encourage you to, during this time of slowdown and shutdowns, lock-ins and lockouts, that you would take some time and read Psalm 120 through 134. They would sing these songs, usually for the three major festivals as they went up to Jerusalem: Passover, Pentecost, and the Day of Atonement. So I would encourage you, while you're sequestered, isolated, and quarantined, that you grab your Bible and read these Psalms. Imagine you're on a journey traveling up a mountain road to Jerusalem. Read a verse or two and stop and pray. Read and reflect. In all honesty, we now have the time we need to draw near to God. The Bible teaches us that when we draw near to God, God draws near to us. I can't encourage you enough to use this season to draw nearer to God. So I'm going to encourage you to do that as you draw near to God. Our psalm for today is Psalm 125. How appropriate that today Psalm 125 is. When I set my preaching schedule 6 months ago, who would have thought that we would be in such a time of uncertainty as this? The title of today's message is Not Shaken. Boy, we need that. Not Shaken. I'm praying that after today's message, you'll be able to say, I'm not going to be shaken. I'm choosing to believe God's word is alive and redemptive. I'm choosing to believe that Christ's death on the cross has secured my victory. Before we turn to God's word, let us come to the throne of grace and seek God's mercy and grace. Lord God of all creation, your love is from everlasting to everlasting. We come today not because we are worthy, but because you are worthy. Lord Jesus, we come to hear the soft sound of your sandaled feet walking into our lives. Help us to trust in you alone. Help us to not be shaken by all that is coming around us in this world. Amen. If you have a Bible, grab your Bible. We're going to be in Psalm 125. Listen for God's word. Those who trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion, which cannot be shaken, but endures forever. And as the mountains surround Jerusalem, so the Lord surrounds his people both now and forevermore. The scepter of the wicked will not remain over the land allotted to the righteous, for then the righteous might use their hands to do evil. Do good, O Lord, to those who are good, to those who are upright in heart. But those who turn to crooked ways, the Lord will banish with the evildoers. peace be upon Israel. It's a short little psalm, just five verses. I've been doing messages like this for over 20 years. In every message, I ask something of you. I ask, so what? A lot of people tease me. They say, I'm so what, Pastor Dave? So what does this have to do with me? So what does this Bible reading have to do with my life today? Well, today I have an early so what for you. It's right here at the beginning of our message. What does it mean for me to trust God? What does it mean for you to trust God? How do you trust God? Can I trust God when a pandemic comes? Can I trust God when everything is so uncertain? Can I trust God during a crisis? Those are powerful questions. Can I trust God in a pandemic? Can I trust God during a crisis? Can I trust God when everything is so uncertain? The Hebrew word that is used for trust is batach, B-A-T-A-C-H, batach. Batach is the verb in this first sentence in Psalm 125. To the Hebrew people, batach meant to put your confidence in, to rely on, to be secure, to put your hope in, and believe. So when you were, if you were a Hebrew person and you heard it in Hebrew and someone said batach, it meant to put your confidence in, to rely on, to be secure, to put your hope in and believe. So here's your homework time. So what? So what is it that you put your confidence in? What is it that you rely on? What is it that makes you secure? What do you hope in and believe in? For the Israelites, as they climbed the 3,800 feet from the Dead Sea to Jerusalem, they lifted their eyes up to the Lord, and they trusted that God would not let their foot slip. They trusted that God was watching over them in their coming and their going. They felt secure despite the uncertain times that they lived in. Enemies were all around them, but they were choosing to put their batach, their trust in God. When I was in seminary, I worked for my best friend, PJ. He and his two brothers had a construction company. They built new homes, hotels, and barns, and when we laid the foundation to every new home, we would measure it two or three times before we started to dig. When the basement had been dug out, we measured it again in order to lay the forms that would set the walls, and then we poured the foundation. The foundation had to be 100% square and level before the house could even be built. I often think back to those construction days. Life is about building on the right foundation. Jesus had a lot to say about the wise and foolish builders in the Sermon on the Mount. The foolish builder built his house on sand. When the winds, rain, and storms came, the house fell. Contrast that with the wise builder who built his house on the rock. When the storms and winds and rain came, his house stood firm. With our times being so uncertain, there's a lot we can learn from these two builders. Are we building on the sand, or are we building on the rock? Jesus is the chief cornerstone, the rock of our salvation. And when we build our lives upon Jesus, there is no pandemic, there's no panic, no fear, no worry, no uncertainty, and no insecurity that will shake our house. This is what the psalmist is saying. Those who trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion, which cannot be shaken but endures forever. One of my favorite Bible stories is found in 2 Kings chapter 6, the story of Elisha and his servant. Elisha was a prophet in the northern kingdom of Israel. Ben-Hadad was the king of Syria who was fighting the king of Israel. Every time Ben-Hadad made plans to attack Israel, God revealed the plans of Hadad to Elisha. Elisha then told the king of Israel of the plans, and the Jewish army escaped every time. Ben-Hadad thought there was a traitor among his officers, and he was going to figure out who, well, in his words, my words, I guess I would say the dirty rat was, until one of his officers told him that Elisha, the prophet of God, was the one who was telling the king of Israel all of Ben-Hadad's plans. Ben-Hadad decided to go and capture Elisha. Elisha was at Dothan with his servant. Ben-Hadad marched his army to Dothan by night and placed them all around the city. And at daybreak, when the servant went out to draw water, he saw Hadad's soldiers and was terrified. He saw the army. He saw the army surrounding them, and he was terrified. The servant ran into the house, woke up Elisha, and he said, "Oh, my Lord, what shall we do?" Maybe those are the words that we're saying to ourselves. Oh, Lord, what shall we do? Isn't that the question and cry of so many of us during these times of uncertainty? We look around and we see that we are surrounded on all sides by an out-of-control virus. Listen again to the servant's cry. Oh, my Lord, what shall we do? Now listen to what the prophet of God says. Don't be afraid. I know I'm not supposed to pause, but don't be afraid, Elisha told him. Those who are with us are more than those who are with them. 2 Kings chapter 6, verse 16. Go read 2 Kings chapter 6 and read the story. Oh Lord, what shall we do? And the answer, don't be afraid. Those who are with us are more or greater than those who are with them. Then Elisha prayed, it says, and he asked God to open the eyes of his servant. And when God did open the eyes of the young man saw the hills were full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha. I'm wondering if David was prophesying about this when he wrote Psalm 34. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him, and he delivers them. That's a great psalm too, Psalm 34. What happened next is nothing short of a miraculous sighting. God afflicted the enemy soldiers with blindness. Elisha was able to lead them into Israel's capital city, Samaria, where they were captured. The soldiers were treated kindly and sent home. And after this event, the Syrian band stopped raiding Israel's territory. Well, you've been listening to The Seed of Faith, brought to you by the Seed Christian Fellowship, and this is Pastor Dave, and we welcome you to all the broadcasts. And if you need special prayer during this time, go to our website at www.theseedchristianfellowship.com and click on the prayer icon, write your prayer concern. If you want to be contacted back, we'll contact you. Or you can email me at pastordave@theseedchristianfellowship.com. And I want you to know that you're not alone and that we will be praying for you. But I want you to go to your Bible in 2 Kings chapter 6 and look at verse 16. Those who are with us are more than those who are with them. Those who are with us are greater than those who are with them. It's not that we don't have enemies. We do. Today we have an out-of-control coronavirus that has encircled us and closed us off from our family, our friends, our work, our way of life. Tomorrow, it'll be another enemy that comes to try and shut us down and encircle us. Fear in our finances, pain maybe from a broken relationship, panic during health concerns, worry over our children or other family members. Anxiety weighs heavy over all that is going on around us. It is not the fact that we don't have any reason to feel insecure, because we do. We live in a broken and fallen world. There are many things that make us feel insecure. But today, I want us to do what Psalm 121, which we talked about last week, is. Lift your eyes up. Take your eyes off the crisis and look at the cross. Again, today we have another wonderful truth in Psalm 125. Those who batach, B-A-T-A-C-H, those who trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion. We're to be like a mountain. If we trust, we're building on the solid rock of Jesus Christ and not on the shaky sands of this world. As the mountains surround Jerusalem, God's promises, here, listen, God promises to surround us. When I first moved to California, I couldn't believe how I was surrounded by mountains to the north, to the south, to the east, and the west. This psalm came alive to me like the servant who came running in from the storm of soldiers surrounding him. Oh, Lord, what shall we do? We already know the answer. Are you ready? Repeat it with me. Don't be afraid. Those who are with us are more than those who are with them. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him, and the Lord delivers them. So what? That's my question for today. So what? We have a Savior, and Jesus has finished the work. We have a Savior, and his name is Jesus. For many of us, we just celebrated Easter in the empty tomb. In order to get to the Easter's empty tomb, you know, we had to go through a crucifixion. Out of the agony and pain of the crucifixion, we trust and we know. See, we live on the other side of the cross. We live on the other side of the empty tomb. We live on the other side of the crucifixion. We know the tomb is empty. We know that Jesus rose from the dead. Friends, we have a Savior who knows what it feels like to be surrounded. Surrounded in the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus prayed, "Not my will, but your will be done." When the storms, rains, and winds of his arrest, trial, and crucifixion came, Jesus trusted. So what? Most of you have heard of St. Patrick. Patrick was a young man who brought Christianity to Ireland. Patrick had been captured in England by Irish pirates when he was only 16 years old and had been put to work as a slave for an Irish chieftain. After 6 years, Patrick escaped and returned to his family. Patrick was then called by God to return to Ireland as a missionary. What a task Patrick faced. Patrick had no outward security. Where did Patrick find strength in such times as this? Listen as I read St. Patrick's breastplate prayer. This is what he put on his breastplate. I arise today through God's strength to pilot me, God's might to uphold me, God's wisdom to guide me, God's eye to look before me, God's ear to hear me, God's word to speak to me, God's hand to guard me, God's way to lie before me, God's shield to protect me, God's host to save me from the snares of devils, from temptations of vices, from everyone who shall wish me ill. Christ to shield me today against poison, against burning, against drowning, against wounding, so that there may come to be an abundance of reward. Christ with me, Christ before me, Christ behind me, Christ in me, Christ beneath me, Christ above me, Christ on my right, Christ on my left, Christ when I lie down, Christ when I sit down, Christ, when I arise today through a mighty strength. That is St. Patrick's breastplate inscription. If you'd like a copy of that, just email me at pastordave@theseedchristianfellowship.com, and I'll email you a copy of it. This is true security. This is true safety. This prayer shows how to be surrounded in times like these. Christ before us, Christ beside us, Christ above us, Christ below us, Christ in us, This prayer points us to the true Savior, Jesus Christ. In 2013, I was really, really sick, with patches of open and oozing sores. They sent me to 15 different doctors, infectious disease specialists in LA, but no one knew what was wrong with me. For 4 years, I found the cause of my, I could not find out the cause of my declining health. Recently, I was diagnosed with lead poisoning. I think it was the lead poisoning that caused that. Now, some of my doctors, they don't believe that. But I want to point you to what kept me going. It's right here in today's psalm. Batak, trust. The Hebrew word for trust. To put your confidence in, to rely on, to be secure, to put your hope in, to believe. Did I trust God then? Yes. Do I trust God now? Yes. Earlier, I gave you some homework, and that's what I'm closing with. Homework, so what? Who do you put your confidence in? Who do you rely on? Who are you secure in? Or maybe I would say, what do you put your confidence in? What do you rely on? What are you secure in? What do you hope in or believe in? Or who do you hope in or believe in? If you've never given your heart to Jesus, today is a great day to do that. If you've given your heart to Jesus, today is a great day to re-up or recommit or rededicate your life and heart to Him. I'd ask you that you would pray with me. Jesus, I believe you are God's only Son. I believe you came to earth, you died on the cross, and rose from the dead. Help my unbelief. In you, I am forgiven. My sins are as far as the east is from the west. I give you my heart, and I trust in you. Amen. I'd ask you to turn in your Bibles to Psalm 125. It says, those who trust in the Lord will be like Mount Zion, which can never be shaken. I don't know what you're facing in this time of shutdown, lock-in, lock-outs. Maybe you've lost your job. Maybe you've lost your business. Maybe you've lost some relationships. I'm going to pray that during this time you won't be shaken, that you'll put your trust in God. It says, those who trust in the Lord will not be shaken. And it says, it says, those who trust in the Lord will not be shaken, but endures forever. Wow. And as the mountains surround Jerusalem, so my love surrounds you both now and forevermore. My prayer for you during this crisis, during this pandemic, when anxiety, worry, and fear come crushing in on you, that you'll put your trust in God, that you'll lift your eyes to the mountains, that you'll see that your help comes from God, that you'll know without a shadow of a doubt that God will never leave you nor forsake you. I want you to know, as one of your radio pastors, that God loves you and I love you. God bless and have a blessed day. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious unto you this day and always. Trust in the Lord and you won't be shaken. God bless.
You've been listening to this week's Seed of Faith. Our prayer is that you have come to know how much God loves you. If you would like to know more about the ministry of the Seed Christian Fellowship, contact Pastor Dave at his email address, pastordave@theseedchristianfellowship.com, or you can send a message through the church website, theseedchristianfellowship.com. You are invited to come to church Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. at the Rancho Cucamonga Community Center at 11200 Baseline Road in Rancho Cucamonga, California, 91730. The Seed is a wonderful fellowship of believers growing in God's love and grace. And when you do come, please make yourself known to Pastor Dave, because he would love to meet you. If you don't have a home church and you would like to find a church in your area, they can send you names of some local churches in your particular area. Well, thanks for joining us this week. And remember, God loves you, and so do we.